Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, given the multiple challenges facing Uber right now, what makes for an effective leave of absence like the one their CEO is taking, plus a status update on paid leave policies in the U.S. Those stories after this. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. The CEO of Uber will be taking a leave of absence as the company overcomes a troublesome year. Travis Kalanick made the announcement just as the company he founded announced partial results of a nearly four-month investigation into its workplace culture. But what makes for an effective leave of absence? We're joined now by Andrew Whitman, CEO of the Mental Toughness Training Center in South Carolina. He advises executives on managing pressure and mental stamina. Andrew, what about a leave of absence?
The first thing is to actually be absent. So what you got to do is stay off all social media. That's the first thing. Don't know mainstream media and be in seclusion away from the TMZers, I call it, right? No public appearances, no fundraisers, no banquets, balls, no plays, festivals, or concerts.
And most of all, I guess, don't even show up at the office.
Well, no, of course not there, especially not there. Like, don't even be seen in the parking lot across the street, staking out, you know, your favorite coffee joint that you always, you know, have lunch at and hold court at. No, none of that. You have to be completely off the radar.
All right. Or else what? You're sending mixed signals then?
Yeah, you're not really taking a leave of absence, you know, at all. And so this whole thing, in order for it to be authentic and for us to believe you, and that's why we're doing it, right? Let's be honest. The reason that you're taking the leave of absence is because the heat is too high in the public arena. So for us to believe you, you've got to really just disappear and just be completely off the radar and not even be like, you know, the man behind the curtain in Oz. We just have to totally not see you at all.
By doing that, do you give the impression that there may be something fishy going on that you're afraid to address?
No, I think it's you're hitting it head on. So if you're going to take a leave of absence, just take a leave of absence. I'm not and turn it over, turn the keys over, you know, to the board and whoever is coming in while I'm gone. Otherwise, it does look fishy. It looks like you're meddling and you never really did take the leave of absence. I'm always reminded of like the 80s and the televangelists that would, you know, get caught in the great sin and then they would like take a leave of absence for 3 months and then they're back in the pulpit. I mean, really, did anybody believe that?
Right. You say, too, take an honest assessment of your internal identity. Explain that.
Yeah, so your identity is not what you do. So being CEO of you, that's an external. I mean, CEO of a company, you're an external. If you're the founder of, you know, a tech company, that's an external. Being rich, that's an external. So who are you? Who do you want to be? What's the internal strength you want to highlight? You know, do you want to be seen as a person of integrity? I am a person of integrity who always keeps his word, you know, something that you aspire to. And when you get that internal identity down, then we can begin to believe you. Because what happens is once you figure out who it is that you want to be, what you aspire to be internally for the rest of your life, all of your behavior becomes a byproduct of who you are. We're talking about the difference between character and reputation.
We're speaking with Andrew Whitman. He's the CEO of Mental Toughness Training Center in South Carolina. He's a former Marine and special agent. Teaches Fortune 500 executives how to deal with pressure. Number three on your list, make the course corrections for when you're taking a leave of absence as CEO.
Yeah, and the biggest thing, once you do make the course correction, here's the hard part, Gordon. The hard part is that it's to be authentic and credible, I need a track record of fidelity of your new found, you know, I turned over the new leaf. This is me 2.0. Mm-hmm. Listen, it took you years for us to see the train wreck that you are. It's not going to be fixed in weeks or months. It's also going to take a track record of years for us to believe it. Right. So when I first came on as a federal agent, I first showed up at work, I had a supervisor tell me, hey, Andrew, if you're late to work and you call in sick a lot and that's your reputation, if you want to change that, it would take you 3 years to fix it. The reverse is also true. We know it could take you a lifetime to build a credible reputation, and you could wreck it in an instant. And there's tons of folks that we see in the public today that the trail is just littered with them, that they have had great careers, but then that one misstep. So this is the reverse. It's going to take a lot of time for us to believe you. It's not going to be over in 3 months.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Whitman, CEO of the Mental Toughness Training Center. Coming up next, what's new on paid leave policies? And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, in recent years, companies like Microsoft, Blackstone, and Credit Suisse have added generous paid leave policies to give employees time to bond with their newborns. But for most American workers, having a child often means taking unpaid time off, a situation that can stress finances and wreak havoc with family schedules. The Wall Street Journal says many of those workers would stand to get relief under a proposal in President Trump's budget to provide 6 weeks of paid time off for new mothers and fathers. The proposal would cost an estimated $19 billion over a decade and has the support of Ivanka Trump, daughter of Mr. Trump and an advisor to him. Salaried employees of Walmart are entitled to 10 weeks of fully paid maternity leave. Hourly workers can file for some pay using a short-term disability benefit if they qualify. This fall, by the way, Starbucks will give 6 weeks of fully paid parental paid leave to mothers in its stores. By one measure, the U.S. is the only nation among 41 that does not mandate paid parental leave. Food for thought at your small business regarding paid leave. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We'll be right back.